I'm Cecilia of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Abby Crow of Franklin High School. So first of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So my first question for you is, how does it feel to officially be a Rose Festival Princess now?
Yeah, it feels amazing it's an honor to be recognized as a leader in my community and to get the chance to be a role model for the underclassmen at Franklin. And it's just such a great program to be a part of. I'm so excited to meet all of the other girls from around the city who are amazing leaders in their high school communities, and to work together and learn from each other's different experiences. And yeah, I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm. It does sound pretty exciting. So why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
Yeah, like I mentioned before, I think it's just, it's an amazing program. I'm really passionate about volunteering in my community and just community involvement in general. So I think this will be a great way to, just get more, get out in the community, meet new people, help people, and also just traveling around Oregon and getting to see different parts of our state that I haven't seen before and connecting with different communities that I haven't connected with before. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
What have you volunteered for? What was your favorite volunteer experience?
I volunteer at a local women's shelter called Rose Haven. And I'm on the youth outreach board. And so I get to plan their events. I help, with donations. And so it's a really great community there at Rose Haven.
That sounds cool. So how does it feel to represent your school?
Yeah, Franklin is a really large high school. So I think it's an especially big responsibility. Mm-hmm. But I think that obviously it's an honor. And I think that just staying connected with other community leaders at our high school and making sure that I'm representing, the diverse perspectives of Franklin High School students is really important. Mm-hmm. So
you want to be able that like you want to be able to represent everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So what was your community's reaction to your selection?
Well, there was a lot of my friends in the audience, and so I got a lot of really loud cheers, which was really, really nice. And the first thing I did was I hugged my mom when they called my name, and I was really glad I had her up there. She was my escort, and so it was really nice to have her, supporting me. And it was really nice because the next day when I went to school, there was a lot of people who I'd never seen before come up to me and they were like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited for you. I voted for you. I'm so glad you won. And just hearing that really meant a lot to me that I had, a lot of support from people I didn't even know. And so that was, a really special moment.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds so cool. I bet you kind of met a few people through that too.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And there was, just in passing periods or outside during lunch, I met people from, a lot of more underclassmen that I don't really interact with as much. And usually because I don't have classes with them. So that was really nice.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So why is being a Rose Festival Princess important to you?
Yeah. I think that the sisterhood, the tradition of sisterhood that is part of the Rose Festival organization really matters to me because I think just feeling like a part of a community, feeling like, you're connected with people and you are supporting each other and also working to achieve positive change in the community through volunteering is just a really special special group to be a part of. And I think I've always been, striving to be a leader. And so I think this is like the next level of leadership is being able to connect with people outside of your high school community, in the entire, you know, Portland community, and within the state. And I also think the chance to have a mentor who is high up in the world of business is amazing, because you get to learn more about how to connect with other people, how to uplift other people's voices, and just how to be a better leader. So I'm really excited for all those lessons.
Mm-hmm. You get to learn a lot of skills through this, sounds.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
Yeah, I think ever since I was young, I was always trying out for various sports teams. And so I think I've learned, you know, how to deal with rejection, and how, you know, a lot of times you regret not putting yourself out there. You don't regret like not getting something. So if you choose to put yourself out there and you have that courage, you've already won, right? Because you're giving yourself a chance and you are saying, you know, I believe that I'm good enough to do this. I believe in myself, and you're putting yourself out there. So I think I was already proud of myself before I had even won, just for putting myself out there.
That's really cool. It's nice that you're able to just, even if you don't get what your main goal is, you're still able to enjoy the journey getting there.
Yeah, exactly. And I also became really close with my fellow court members, and we really just supported each other through the whole process. And so it was really nice, because I felt like no matter if I won or not, I'd be happy for any one of us. And that was really special.
Yeah. So talk about this year's Rose Festival theme and what it like means to you.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I've always been, you know, kind of a serious person. I have, you know, been more focused on, you know, achieving things and, you know, winning in sports and whatnot. But I think after the pandemic, when, you know, we were all submerged into isolation for the most part, I really learned that the power of community and how important my relationships are in my life, and that really that's what matters most. And I think that gave me a new perspective on how I want to live my life, really, and what is true fun. And that's connecting with other people and building relationships with other people. And that's truly, you know, what makes us human, is those bonds we have with other people. And so I think that's something that really resonated with me with this year's like focus for the Rose Festival, is to, you know, create fun with my fellow Rose princesses. And yeah, so that's kind of what it means to me.
So I looked at your bio,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed that you want to earn a Bachelor of Science. And I wanted to ask you, like, what kind of, because science is so broad, what kind of science are you kind of looking mostly at?
Yeah, well, I plan on majoring in environmental engineering at Oregon State University, because, well, I went to Sunnyside Environmental Middle School. And so that's when I first started building my relationship with nature and developing my passion for environmental justice. And we would go on weekly field studies every Thursday out in nature. And that's when I really, that became a passion of mine, is protecting our earth. And obviously with climate change, our earth is in not a great position. And so I feel like that's kind of what motivated me to pursue environmental engineering, so I can help, you know, build a more sustainable future for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish you luck on that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you were talking about how you were like trying out for a bunch of sports teams. What sports were you mostly involved in?
Yeah, well, I've dabbled in a lot of different sports over the years. I've been, you know, I played soccer for many years. a good 10-ish years. I've played basketball. I dabbled in volleyball for a little bit, but mostly over my high school career, it's been cross country and track.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty cool. I've played soccer for a long time too.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Nice.
So you're involved in your school politics, and like what kind of way?
Yeah. So this year I'm Franklin's district student council representative. Mm-hmm. So I meet at the district PPS office with representatives from other high schools in PPS, including Parker from Benson. And we discuss district policy. We vote on different district policies and try to influence them to benefit students more. Also, we most recently organized the District Student Summit, which was held at OMSI, and that was a chance for students from all over the district. It was actually 130 kids that came, get a chance to meet various people who work at the district, like in the Title IX office. There was district board members there. There was legislators there. So to kind of bridge the gap between the leadership of PPS and the students that are a part of the district. So yeah.
Yeah. Which social media site do you like use the most, and why do you like it?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think I use Instagram for the most part, because I like that you get to connect with people who might not even be in the same state as you, or family members across the country. And you get to feel like you're still, you know, a part of their lives through the screen, even though you're not together in person. So I think that's a really neat form of connection.
Yeah. What's your favorite type of music or artists or songs in particular?
Well, there's been a lot of new albums that have come out lately, so that's been fun. Like the SZA album, I really have been listening a lot to. Mm-hmm. I also like Taylor Swift, Dua Lipa, just kind of like fun pop. I usually gravitate to, just because it, you know, tends to, I don't know, uplift my mood, I guess. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I would say that's, but I do like all genres. And I dabble in sometimes some older music. But yeah, it just depends on my mood.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Kali Uchis?
I don't think I do.
She released a new album this year. And
ooh.
I would recommend it to you.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. Cool.
And what's your secret superpower?
That I have?
Yes.
Or that I would like to have?
That you have.
Okay. Let's see. That's a hard question. I think, I guess I don't know. I feel like I'm a really warm person, so I can usually make people I'm with feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I really like connecting with people. So I would say, I guess social skills might be my superpower. I don't know.
I think that seems fair. I do feel pretty comfortable talking to you.
Good.
And thank you so much for taking the time to be here and talking to me.
Yeah, of course.
I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Abby Crow from Franklin High School. I'm Cecilia, reporting from AM 1450 KBPS.